Justin, what are you doing? I told you we don't need to record this.
Soft. Soft and supple.
We can't use that.
Oh, I'm going to use it later.
Giving up all premise of narrative.
This is going in my private collection.
Of all the... It's even more disturbing, the thought of you jerking off to yourself saying that later.
See, I was trying to be subtle. I didn't say what I was going to use it for.
What else would you use it for?
Well, maybe I'm making a home recording, and I want to have found audio.
You didn't find it anywhere, and nobody could see you doing the quotation marks.
That's all right. That's also for later.
No, it's not. The camera's not on.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, fine. If we're going to be specific, yes. Maybe sometimes I like to masturbate to the sound of my own voice.
At least you stopped masturbating to the sound of my voice.
Well...
That was creepy.
I've...
Walking in on that was creepy.
I know. I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. So I no longer need to masturbate to your voice. When I've found the beauty in my own voice.
Thank God.
Maybe a little too much. But, I mean, who hasn't done that at some point?
True. Who hasn't masturbated to the sound of my voice?
I meant their own voice.
Also my voice.
Well, it's a process, yes.
Yes.
You eventually, I think Freud has a theory about that.
Yeah, Freud's theory about my voice, that everybody starts off masturbating to my voice, but eventually finds the beauty in their own voice.
Yeah. Freud was very prescient for his time.
Yes.
And any time. I mean, he knew what was going on.
Yes, he was prescient for every time.
Well, that's how prescience works.
Yes.
According to Dune.
Also omnipotence.
Right.
Very potent, that man.
Freud, pretty potent guy.
Not impotent at all.
No. Important, though.
Important.
Now we're just doing free association.
Yes. At least we haven't moved on to free singing yet.
No. What about Freemasons?
Freemason.
What about mason jars? The other day I saw a guy walking around with a mason jar filled with what he claimed was grape juice. Also, there's a guy I need to talk about that I saw today.
Oh, yes? January?
Yes. On the side of the road, on Rolling Road,
uh-huh.
There was a black man.
I don't like where this is going.
He wasn't remarkable for the fact that he's a black man.
Okay. But you still remarked upon it.
Well, I'm just trying to be descriptive.
Okay.
And he was wearing a white robe with a bandolier over it.
Okay.
Like, with what looked to be actual bullets.
Okay.
In the bandolier. So not like a tequila bandolier.
Right.
Or a shot glass, you know. Like.
So what you're saying is you saw a man in a very poorly done Chewbacca costume.
Right. Well, I'm not even finished because I didn't get to what he was holding.
Okay. What was he holding?
I'll give you three guesses as to what he was holding.
Okay. First one, Chewbacca.
No.
Second one, AK-47.
No. Although the bullets look to be of a caliber that they could have possibly fit in an AK-47.
Well, because, I mean, that's your standard gun, you know? I mean,
it's your standard issue gun.
Standard issue gun, you know? Right. It's got to be an AK-47.
Right.
If it's going to be a gun, it's going to be an AK-47.
Yeah, if you're going to shoot, if you're going to use a gun, choose an AK-47.
Yes.
Or why not an AK-47?
We should market for them in third world countries.
Is there like one company that makes AK-47s?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't,
I don't know.
Isn't the whole point of the AK-47 that like anyone could build one or?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I still haven't gotten my third thing, but.
Oh, right. We got sidetracked. Okay. Yeah, well, it wasn't an AK-47 either. So okay. Third guess.
AK-48.
No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
All good guesses.
Right.
Except that they were wrong.
Okay.
So actually not good guesses.
Yeah. Well, now I feel bad.
He was actually holding a box of diapers.
A box? Did you look inside the box?
It said Huggies.
But did you look inside the box?
No.
He was smuggling AK-47.
Well,
parts.
That's what I mean, that's what I was wondering. Like, because you always see in the movies, like, some guy who's got, like, I know, a guitar case or, like, a box of, like, a thing of roses, and they, like, pull out a gun from it. But, like.
I've never seen that.
You never seen that?
Pulling out a gun from a thing of roses?
Yeah, like, someone's, like, carrying, like, a bundle of roses, and then they drop the roses and pull out a gun.
So, you know, you are making, nobody can see, but you're making an unsheathing a sword motion as you do that.
No, this
you go for the unsheathing a sword, and then your finger comes out and it's a gun.
That's That's, yeah, it's the same motion.
No, because you got to pull the gun up out versus unsheath the sword.
No, no, my hand was like, okay, my fingers are in an L formation to represent a gun, and I'm making the unsheathing motion with that finger formation.
I don't know. It looks more like a sword. It looks, you know what it is? It's a Final Fantasy gunblade.
I was going to say gunblade.
Gunblade.
I was unsheathing a gunblade.
Yes.
He could have a gunblade in the, well, no.
AK-40 gunblade.
Right. The AK-48 gunblade.
Yes.
Which is from the makers of the AK-47. If you're going to use a gunblade, why not use an AK-48?
Yes, if you are going to use a gunblade, why not use an AK-48?
So, but my point is, Huggy's box of diapers. It's a cube. It's a cube.
Right.
Cubular box.
Cubular.
So you, parts maybe, because I didn't think of parts. I'm just like, it's got to be a gun in there because he's got the bullets.
Right. Right.
Although, like, are you really being subtle? Like, if you're wearing a bandolier full of ammo, like, you're not being subtle by hiding the gun. Because
that's what
we know
he wants you to think. He wants you to think, look, if he had a gun, why wouldn't he be wearing it on his back? He's got the bullets, clearly.
No, that's true.
I'm not afraid of him. I'll go to the ATM right in front of him.
It's like sleight of hand. It's like misdirection.
Yes.
Because you're thinking, the bullets are just for show. Like, because if he had bullets, if he's not, right, like you're saying, if he's not afraid to show the bullets, then why would he be afraid to show the gun?
Right.
So.
Exactly. It's to trick you into thinking he doesn't have a gun.
But, I mean, is he going to, like, stop, drop the box, take out the parts, put the AK-47 together? Like, by the time he's done that, you're gone.
Clearly, he's very good at it.
Well, I mean, that's the point of the AK-47 is it's quick and easy to field strip and assemble.
Yes.
That's why it's the favored gun of terrorists.
And third world nations.
And third world nations.
And third world terrorists.
Third world terrorists.
And third world nations.
So.
I just made a poop joke.
Well, he was holding a box of diapers. So.
Yes.
It all fits together.
Somewhere.
I don't know where he fits in. Because I didn't notice the light change because I was so busy staring at it. But I was doing one of those things where, like, you keep turning your head. I'm motioning to turn my head.
Moving your neck. That's the thing that you do.
I don't want to turn my head too much because it might, you know, unsettle the mic.
Right.
But I want everyone to know that I'm doing what you would do if you were going to turn your head.
Which is breathing.
Right.
Yes.
Well, So I kept making sidelong glances out the car at him because I definitely did not want to make direct eye contact with this guy.
No, of course not.
So I just want to know what this guy's story is.
That is a curious question. I wonder what his story is as well.
I mean, should we just come up with one for him?
Yes.
We're creative guys, so let's come up with a story for him.
Okay, so we've already decided that he's got AK-47. Does he have AK-47 parts or AK-48 parts? I think AK-48 parts are too fantastical. I think by now everybody realizes that gunblades aren't real.
Right.
Except replicas.
I mean, he could have parts for a replica gunblade, but I'm going to say based on the bullets he had.
Yeah.
AK-47 parts.
AK-47, yes.
It would be kind of impractical to carry around that much ammo for something that doesn't fire that ammo.
Exactly.
So, all right. So here are the givens.
Okay.
Black man.
Again, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable by that.
Don't be. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
He was a man of color.
Was it Obama?
Well, you're trying to trick me into saying I think they all look the same. That's what you're trying to do.
No, but apparently I did.
No, it was not Obama. Okay. I know the difference.
Well, that would have been good. Was it Senator Rangel?
I don't... Who is...
The senator from Harlem?
Harlem has a senator?
You know, then again, I don't know if he's... Maybe he's a representative. I just realized that I don't know that Rangel is a House or a Senate.
By the way, did the Harlem Renaissance have anything to do with the Italian Renaissance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe the Spanish Harlem Renaissance?
There
is a Spanish Harlem.
Man, I want to go to there.
No, you don't.
Have you been there?
I've been to Harlem.
Okay. Well, back to the guy.
Okay.
Is he
from Harlem?
He looked like he was from Harlem.
Okay. What does that mean? People in Harlem carry around AK-47s?
Well, they wear a lot of robes.
Okay. Because
it's the Renaissance.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
I believe
yes.
Italians wore like loose flowing robes.
Okay. I'm with you here.
Good.
So what you're saying is that this guy is a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the lost fifth Ninja Turtle.
Right.
Who did not get the memo about the uniform, what weapons to use, or the fact that you're supposed to be a turtle.
Yes.
So, all right, so we're coming up with a story for him. So we know that he's from Harlem. We know that he's a Renaissance painter.
Right. He's also a vigilante.
He is a vigilante.
Which explains the gun. Now I'm not worried.
You say vigil. I say vigilante.
Vigilante.
Do you know what, like, do you know which is correct? Or is
no,
it just...
I think it makes me sound fancy.
Okay. Sort of how, like...
I say mobile phone.
Yeah. Well...
I say aunt.
Yeah, you're just a real fancy pants.
Yeah. Chances are... I was going to sing a song and I forgot the lyrics.
That's probably for the best.
Chances are your pants are not as fancy as the pair of pants that Mr. Fancy Pants something will soon wear. I don't know. Jonathan Colton song.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of word pronunciation, I discovered why the way that my father pronounces the word ancient is wrong.
How does he pronounce it?
Well, for years, what it sounded like to me was egg-shunt. What he's saying is ancient.
Ancient?
Ancient.
Like anxious, but then you right. add an unt to it.
Ancient. What's wrong about it is that he's pronouncing the C twice. There's only one C, but he's pronouncing it both in the ank and the shunt.
Have you explained this to him?
Yes. I don't think he was amused.
Did he stop pronouncing it ancient?
No, but he hasn't had time, and I don't think he ever will.
So really what you're saying is your father doesn't really listen to what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's got daddy issues, right?
Yes.
I bet that man on the side of the road had some serious daddy issues.
Clearly, he's carrying around a gun and a box of diapers.
I think he's just not ready to be a father yet.
No, clearly.
Although, according to the story that we gave, his box was filled with AK-47 parts, so it really had nothing to do with diapers.
Well, but why is he using a box of diapers? What would Freud say is going on in his mind?
That's true. And Freud clearly has a lot to say on this subject because right. we said something about Freud 5 minutes ago that I already forgot.
It had to do with masturbating to the sound of my voice.
Oh, right. Okay, so this was actually before we started talking about this guy. But I feel right. like it's acceptable to... I mean, Freud's one of those theorists that you can just bring him into any conversation.
Yes,
like
yes.
McLuhan. The medium is the message, folks. The medium is the message.
That's right. Psychics are trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Miss Cleo, other psychics.
That guy whose name I forget? Who had the same name as a politician, maybe?
Crossing over with...
I think that's the guy?
Something guy. Jordan?
No.
Something God, Roberts?
Was it Roberts?
Dread Pirate Roberts?
Yeah, crossing over with the Dread Pirate Roberts.
All right, we're back to free association
yes,
again.
Yes, yes. Andre the Giant is trying to tell us something.
All right, Andre the Giant communicates with the dead. Communicates with Freud, because Freud's dead.
Right. Communicates with the other dead, because he's also dead.
Oh, right. He's also dead. Well, then they would not have a difficult time communicating with each other.
Or an incredibly difficult time, seeing as both of them are dead.
You don't think they're both in, you know, the afterlife together somewhere?
I don't know if there is an afterlife together somewhere.
Oh, wow. Now we're getting theological on this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it.
All right, so you don't think there's an afterlife?
I am no-butting the afterlife.
I think that's a pretty significant thing that we just found out about you, that you don't think there's an afterlife.
Do you think there's one?
I think there's something.
Okay.
And I guess anything, if there's something, then I guess I believe in an afterlife, because afterlife is just something that's after life. So.
Sure. I don't believe that there's absolutely nothing, but I don't believe there is anything. I'm agnostic when it comes to an afterlife.
Wow, this got kind of deep.
I think enjoy what you got now, because you don't know that there's any more coming.
That's true.
Don't waste your time worrying about, you know, small shit.
I mean, I agree with that.
I think that's
I agree
what
you
the
shouldn't live your life, like, in hopes of some promise of an eternal reward, but at the same time, it's nice to think that maybe there's something.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what the guy's trying to tell us. He's saying, fuck diapers, get a gun.
Yeah. That should be our new slogan.
Fuck diapers, get a gun.
It conveys so much about what we think about parenting.
Yeah. I feel like fuck diapers could be taken the wrong way.
Right. Well, they're not We're not instructing you to fuck diapers.
Right.
And we're not saying that these
They are absorbent.
These are not fuck diapers.
No, no.
They're not diapers for use in fucking.
Yeah, fuck diapers is not a term I want to ever hear again.
Yeah, I agree. But I actually, like, I think that's it. Fuck diapers, get a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that the best way to teach your child toilet training is just point a gun at it and say, if you shit yourself one more time, you're going to have some cold lead right in your little soft, malleable baby skull.
Yes. Now, see, I thought you were going the direction of the Discovery Channel shooter.
Was that what he wanted?
Well, he not for potty training, but he was anti-human reproduction. There's another one I do, reproduction. Not reproduction, reproduction.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I just wasn't going
to
comment.
I didn't used to do these. I don't know where I picked this up. I'm not complaining, but I just think it's odd that I pronounce certain words oddly.
All right, so let's go back to the Discovery Channel guy, because I remember hearing about this, but I didn't get all the details.
Sure.
Was he carrying a box of diapers and wearing a bandolier and a white robe?
You know what? Honestly, I think he was.
Because it could be the same guy.
I think so, except that guy's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yes.
Was there a shootout, or?
He was shot.
Like, I legitimately don't know what happened.
Well, here's a lovely case of, guy walks into Discovery Channel, strapped with explosives.
I believe that's the beginning of an old joke, right?
Yes, yes. And police shoot him, ignoring the fact that he probably has a dead man's trigger. And he did, so there was an explosion.
Oh,
thankfully,
my God, really?
Nobody else died.
Well, that's good. It wasn't Shark Week, was it?
No, it was post Shark Week.
Okay, it might have been post Shark Week depression.
Post Shark Week depression. I think we've solved the issue.
And it's possible that this guy on the side of the road could have had post Shark Week depression also.
Yeah, every time Shark Week's over, all I want to do is go grab a gun.
And head to the nearest Silver Spring office building.
Yes.
All right, so we're putting some things together on the story of this guy's life. He's not the guy who held up the Discovery building because that guy exploded.
Right.
But he could have been influenced by him.
Right, or have influenced him.
That's true.
He is a Renaissance painter, and Renaissance painters have influenced a lot of people over the years.
A great many individuals have been influenced by Renaissance painters.
Indeed.
Ninja Turtles, for example.
Exactly.
So.
Splinter, The Shredder, Bebop, and Rocksteady.
Those are all
April
characters.
O'Neil.
This sounded like it was kind of sing-song. Like, I thought you had, like, a rhyme going here. But
I wish I had.
Because you were just like, Splinter, Shredder, Bebop, and Rocksteady, April O'Neil, and something that rhymes with Rocksteady.
What rhymes with Rocksteady? Veronica and Betty.
Veronica. Okay. Splinter, Shredder, Bebop, and Rocksteady, April O'Neil, Veronica, and Betty. These are all characters who have been portrayed in comics.
God. Where's my AK-47?
It's actually in the box of diapers outside.
Oh, you got me. You know, you got my note for the shopping list.
Yeah, well, I didn't, actually. It's just funny coincidence. When
Freud
I saw...
told you? Freud told you? I mean, he knew, so...
He was prescient.
Yeah.
And he told me that I would see that guy on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
But I actually ignored that message, too, which was why I was surprised to see him.
Right.
But it all comes full circle, because when I saw that guy, I'm like, you know what? Box of diapers is a really underutilized method to carry things around in.
Yes.
Like, boxes of diapers don't just have to have diapers in them.
No. What? Why should they? It's a box. It fits things.
Right. So I just decided to get my own box of diapers and use it to bring your AK-47 parts, which... Now that I think about it, it's also a pretty big coincidence, since we've kind of established, with no real evidence, that this guy also had AK-47 parts in his box of diapers.
Exactly. Now, hold up a sec. Let me take off this bandolier. It's chafing.
Wait a second. Were you a black man at any point today?
Maybe. Are you saying I all look alike?
You all look alike. Well... I mean, I wasn't going to say it, because I'd be racist.
You're saying that I look like me? Really?
You do look... Yeah. All right. I'll admit it. You look like Evan Rosenberg.
You people.
Yeah.
You Justin Eisenstats.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean what I said.
Trying to imply something here?
Yes. Apparently not very well, if you don't know.
Yeah, because I'm not inferring what you're implying.
Yeah, well, then
There's
I'll
kind of
drop
a
it.
disconnect going on right here.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yep, that was in a song.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Civil War
What?
by Guns N' Roses.
They quoted a Cool Hand Luke in a song?
That's what it's from. Cool Hand Luke. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just know it as that little thing that's at the beginning of Guns N' Roses Civil War.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, we should play that song at some point because it's a good song.
Maybe. Maybe not on the radio.
Well, let's play it on our, on our way while
On
we're
our way?
traveling
Oh, yeah. While we travel.
into space.
Yes.
Let's listen to it in space.
Yes. Let's.
I do have the song with me, so.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so have we completed the sketch of this guy's life?
The sketch of this guy's life. Well, not quite. Oh, unless we've decided that it's me. Is that the conclusion we've come to?
I'm not ready to officially say it was you,
Okay.
but you're on the list of suspects now.
Well, who else is on the list?
You are highly suspect.
We got me, we've got Freud.
Freud, Andre the Giant,
Andre the Giant, yes. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, Obama because he's black.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to go there, but yeah.
And that's a pretty good list of suspects right there.
Hey, I'm on a list with Obama. I'm happy.
And we can rule out most of those people because they're dead.
Right.
So it kind of just leaves you and Obama.
Huh.
And I know you're not Obama.
Oh, really? Have you ever seen us in the same place? You know that I am a fan of healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I also am a non-white person living in or near DC.
Or as Larry King would put it, a non-N person.
Really? What is this?
Actually, white people are non-N persons.
What was this?
Oh, this was some, I don't know, it was Larry King discussing,
With Laura Schlesinger or something?
how with someone, how, the whole white people can't say the N-word thing. He's like, he was talking to some black person about it,
Yeah.
and he's like, well, it's okay when you say it, but when a non-N person says it, it's not okay.
Interesting.
And, so apparently,
Yeah.
non-N person is what we call white people now.
Interesting. I was going to say, people who complain that white people can't say it are missing the point on it. It's not like Asians can say it.
Right.
Mexicans can't say
Yeah.
it. Other Hispanics can't say it.
Yeah, and I mean, if they do, they're just as wrong. Like,
It's not like, all the minorities got together and said, white people can't say this word.
right. There's no Council of Minorities. Wait, do you think there is a Council of Minorities
I hope
somewhere?
there's a Council of Minorities somewhere.
Because every conspiracy has to have a room somewhere with people
Yes.
in it
I'll
coming
tell you,
up with this conspiracy.
I can't tell you how many times I've tried to start a Council of Minorities. It just doesn't take.
I mean, just let me hear about it.
Okay. I said I can't tell you.
I didn't hear that part.
No. That's
So,
how I opened the sentence.
but yeah, it's like there's an idea that only white people can be racist. Like,
Right. Well, that's wrong. Everybody
everyone's
can
a
be
little bit
racist.
racist sometimes, to quote the song.
I don't know if that song is right. I think there are people who aren't racist. I think it's
It's
possible.
not what the writers of that song would say.
Yes, well, clearly.
And I'm in no way being paid to say this, but I
No.
think that's a pretty good song from a pretty good musical that I've never seen. Yeah, argue your way out of that one.
You're wrong.
All right. Touché.
Ha.
You sort of just cut the Gordian knot right there.
Exactly. That's what you got to do sometimes. What the fuck does Gordy need that knot for?
I don't know, he's an asshole.
Gordy is a fucking
He's
asshole,
just
man.
going up and
Such a fucking prick.
tying fucking incomprehensible knots in other people's rope.
I wanted to use that rope later.
Yeah, we had wagons to
I
hitch,
had shit to tie.
sails to hoist. Fucking Gordian.
Yeah, I was gonna say something that I shouldn't have said, so I didn't.
Okay. Thanks for,
Yeah.
leading
I'm
us
explaining the
all.
face I made. That's all.
Okay. So, were we talking about Gordian's knot? Also, were we calling him Gordy?
I called him Gordy, yeah.
Okay, and then I just said it too because you said it,
Yeah.
but it's Gordian's knot.
Yeah, but I call him Gordy.
Are you that familiar with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe you can tell me why he tied that fucking knot.
Because he's a fucking prick.
Well, why are you friends with him?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know,
why do you hang out with people?
Everybody's
like that?
Got those people, you know.
Evan, this is an intervention. You're surrounded here with people who love you, and we're just here to tell you that you need to stop hanging out with Gordians.
That explains why there's nobody here. It's all the people who love me.
Yeah. That'd be great if that happened on an episode of Intervention.
They just leave a note. You're surrounded by everyone who loves you.
Yeah. Stop doing that thing you're doing. We don't remember what it is.
Yeah, but you probably ought to stop.
Yeah. Like, you're probably hurting your life. No one really cares.
Yeah.
But it's probably in your best interest that you stop doing that thing that you're doing.
Also, here's a bottle of whiskey. Because whatever.
So hopefully what you were intervening in wasn't alcohol addiction.
Here's some alcohol, don't drink it.
Yeah. It's a really long note.
Yes, it is.
Kind of rambling, too.
Well, the weird part is that this is still part of the note.
Yeah, like all of this. It's a meta note.
Yeah, it's a note discussing itself.
Right.
And discussing itself ad infinitum.
And this is the end of the note, period.
Right. P.S. This is the P.S.
P.S. means postscript, by the way.
Right.
P.P.S. You probably already knew that.
P.P.P.S. What's odd is when people write P.S.S. sometimes, which makes no sense because that would mean postscript script, whereas P.P.S. makes more sense because that's postscript after the postscript.
I mean, are there people who do that?
I've seen it.
God, people are dumb.
People are dumb.
It's probably that asshole Gordian.
Yeah, and you know what? They... talking about Gordian, and then the note just cuts off right there, like mid-sentence.
Yeah, it was this note was like 3 pages long.
3 pages long, and then it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, like you invest this amount of time into reading something that just fails to deliver on all fronts.
Right, so what I'm saying to my family is, next time you try an intervention, try harder.
Or just show up.
Yeah, just show up.
Half
just
of
being there.
Yeah, well, isn't it, what's the saying? Like, half of life is just being there?
Half of life is just an AK-47 and a box of diapers.
Isn't all of life being there? Like, are there
most
parts
of life.
Are there parts of your life that you're not there for?
Well, there's parts that you may wish you weren't there for.
That's another story entirely.
Yes. Like childbirth.
Right.
Or the pain of childbirth. And, you know, that's wrong to say. I'm sure people
love
being there, but...
didn't really want to be there for my birth.
Yes. Exactly. I mean,
you know, they always talk about how agonizing childbirth is for the mother. It's probably not that pleasant for the baby.
Yeah, what the, you're like being pushed through.
You're being like shoved through a tube.
And suddenly you have to breathe? You never had to do that before. Then some guy smacks you?
Somebody smacks you on the ass and they cut the cord.
They're
That's
cutting things
painful.
That are part of you? Yeah.
Like just...
fucking bright lights everywhere?
God, yeah.
People you never met before are like, you have to love me now.
Also, you're supposed to, like, form this immediate attachment to, like, someone you've never seen before.
Yeah.
From the outside.
Everybody's staring at you and, you know.
Oh, my God. It's got to be so humiliating. You're completely naked.
Picking you up? How?
Oh, yeah. And they're holding you upside down when they smack you on the
ass. Yeah, that immediately. But I'm saying, like, you know, for the rest of, you know, however long months, everybody wants to pick you up. Years, everybody's picking you up. It's like, how, you know, like... disempowering is that you're, you know, just kind of sitting around, somebody just lifts you up, you've got no say over it.
Yeah, so I guess being a baby, like, in general is just shitty.
Yeah, I bet you most babies would rather have a gun.
Yeah, like, childbirth lasts, like, you know, I don't know, up, you know, maybe a few days at the most.
Yeah.
Being a baby is, like, a couple of years. Like, you're
a full-time job.
Yeah, you are, like, you know.
And they don't get paid for it.
No. And that's why we need to have stricter child labor rules.
Well, I think there's a revolt coming.
You think there's going to be a revolt of infants?
Now, tell me, when you saw this guy, did he look like he was one guy, or did he look like maybe he was a bunch of babies stacked up under a robe?
Oh my God, that would totally explain the robe. I'm like, why would you be wearing a robe on a day like this?
Right.
Or any day, really. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing to walk around in public.
Clearly, it was a bunch of babies pretending to be a person, smuggling a gun in a box of Pampers or whatever. Huggies.
Right, because, you know, that's something that babies have easy access to is diapers.
Right, guns.
Yeah, guns, AK-47, because it's the official gun of terrorists and infants.
Yes.
So, the only thing that doesn't explain is the fact that it was the face of a, like, you know, older black man with facial hair, but it could have been a mask, I guess.
Yeah, or the mask, starring Jim Carrey.
Right, because the mask can turn into whatever
Or
it, you
Son
want
of
it to
the
be.
Mask, starring Jamie Kennedy.
Which was about a baby that put on the mask.
Oh my God.
This is all making sense now.
It's all making perfect sense.
To us, at least.
Yes.
I think we've officially reached the level of conspiracy theorists. We are sitting in a booth.
Yes, we are in a booth.
In an enclosed space.
A secret lair.
Right.
We need a passcode to get in.
It's basically an echo chamber because we're just agreeing with each other about everything.
Yes. And.
Yeah. So. Yeah, this has got to be.
We're not listening to anybody who disagrees with us.
Right. Because we don't invite them into the echo chamber.
Right.
There's a sign on our echo chamber that says no girls allowed.
Yes.
And dissenters.
Girls disagree.
Right. Girls naturally are dissenters.
Yes.
For some reason. I don't know. See, this is how poorly constructed our echo chamber is. We don't even need to, like,
I don't even echo at all, to be honest.
Yeah, it's actually not all that echoey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who did the acoustics in here, but, like, this is the worst echo chamber I've ever been in.
It's probably Hans.
Yeah, Hans.
He probably built the echo chamber.
As long as he does a better job on the ship, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw him out there looking at it today. Going over like final
working
inspection.
On it or looking at it. I mean, have you ever
seen that guy do any real work in your entire life?
No, that's what worries me. I see him standing out there for 5 hours just staring at it. Mind you, I'm staring at him for 5 hours, which what a waste of my time. But
I don't even know who built the ship. I mean, like Mexican day laborer or something. Sure, it wasn't Hans.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen him pick up a hammer in his life.
No.
Because everyone knows you use a hammer to build a space shuttle.
Right, well, you just hammer it until it forms.
You just smack pieces of flattened metal until they turn into a ship.
Yes. That's how I built all of the ones that I was thinking about building.
Well, you didn't build our ship, right?
No, I haven't built any ships. I thought about it, though.
Okay. Did you think about our ship?
Building it?
Yeah.
No.
Because you probably could have done
a better
job. Yeah, but we just established he didn't do it.
Yeah, but I delegate.
Clearly, you're not very good at it, so...
Well, you know,
this is an intervention for your poor lack of delegation skills also.
My poor lack? I'm not very good at lacking?
Sorry. All right. Well, this is also an intervention on my inability to speak.
Yes.
I'm intervening on myself.
Yes.
On my behalf. So I need to learn to speak better.
Because you've learned to love yourself. You've found the beauty in your own voice.
Right. And that's why I need to intervene, because it sometimes gets a little distracting. Like, you know, I'm in there. I'm trying to go at it. And then, like... I stutter, or I pause.
Oh, God, that's the worst, when you're jerking off the sound of your own voice and you stutter.
Yeah. It's really distracting.
Yes. It just kills the mood.
In fact, this is going to be terrible material for later.
Yes.
I mean, because it has your voice in it, too, but...
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to get over.
Right, right. It's just going to distract you.
So I probably shouldn't use this later.
No, I think I can safely say that nobody should masturbate to this.
That's going to be the disclaimer on this. Do not masturbate to this recording.
And or the title.
I mean, this recording is for our own purposes anyway. I'm not expecting people to find it.
Oh, of course not.
So, I mean, maybe when we come back.
We'll throw this on the stack of all the other recordings we've done for only us that nobody's ever heard.
In other words, all of them.
Yes.
So. Well, I think...
You think we're about packed up?
I think we're pretty good to go.
All right, it looks good. All right, I'm just thinking we got the plants watered. I asked the neighbor to feed Max while we're away.
Good, good.
And you set the alarm?
Yeah.
Okay, alarm set, then I think we're good to go.
We are good to go.
All right, let's, board up and blast off.
Board up, blast off.